Mankind goes about now gathering all measures for warfare, gathering all instruments of war for warfare. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44, quote, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. And as in the days of Noah, even so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until a flood came and swept them all away. Even so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the millstone, one will be taken and one will be left. Watch therefore, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is to come. But of this be assured, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would certainly have watched and not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, because at that hour that you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Ali is putting the rosary back into her sash, so I'll always remember how to tie it. Our Lady is putting it back onto the sash, and now Our Lady has placed her hands together in prayer like this, and she's now motioning with her finger. She has a very dainty fingers, and just every piece of Our Lady, every bit of her, is perfection. Heaven has created a most beautiful mystical perfection. That is what Jesus called it. One time, a beautiful mystical perfection of Our Lady. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger to her lips. My child and my children, our hearts are lifted to a great degree by the show of love and humanity here this evening. My child, we have started a little late on your calendar to start giving out all messages that pertain to the future of Rome. I know you are all wondering of the safety of John Paul II while he travels about to gather the sheep. I assure you, my children, we are gathering all the prayers for your vicar, and there is a balance above him. This will be in your hands, my children, to keep this balance even, that it does not completely go over to the left side and you will lose your vicar, our child, John Paul II. He has many enemies, as you, my child, know full well, that in any mission from heaven there will be enemies of God. I ask you, my children, to pray for your vicar. Pray for him, and in your acts of charity, give all to your vicar, that he may remain upon this earth. There is a plan, a terrible plan, my child, being developed this evening to remove the Pope, our child, Pope John Paul II, from among you. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Have these prayers going from end to one part of your country to the other. Have these prayers lift to heaven. All acts of mercy for the Eternal Father shall be gathered also for his reparation. Oh, my children, if only you could understand my grieving heart. I have heard words of Immaculate Heart as it is passed among my children. I accept all that the Father would give me in suffering for the repatriation of souls upon earth. I have come this evening, my children and my child, specifically to warn you of the vast danger that the United States of America and Canada are approaching. The enemies now are gathered from within. I say also, my children, that this also will caution those who live near the waters of the great seas. There is danger ahead for invasion. Oh, my children, pray, pray, a constant vigilance of prayer. Wars are punishments for man's sin. Oh, I see Our Lady is pointing to the sky and her right, our left, and there is forming a cross, a crucifix. It's iron, an iron cross. Oh, I don't know. It has a very dominating, serious aspect to that cross. I never saw one like it before. But now the cross is fading away, and then there is a chalice. This is at the statue of Our Lady. If you look up, perhaps you can see it over to the left, beyond the first tree. There's a chalice. It looks like it's made of pure gold. And this chalice now is dripping. Oh, my, oh. What's coming forth from the chalice is blood. Our Lady knows that this has given me a terrible inner shock. Our Lady places now her fingers, first fingers to her lips. My child, you will understand. It is the blood of the victims, the victim's souls, who will give all for their Pope, John Paul II. I repeat for the third time this evening that you must pray a constant vigilance of prayer that the enemy does not cause your country and the other nations of the world destruction such as has never been seen from the beginning of creation and never will come forth and be practiced again when most men are removed from an earth that has been devastated from the hands of mankind. Mankind goes about now gathering all measures for warfare, gathering all instruments of war. For warfare. Oh, my child and my children, do you not understand why I have come here for countless years upon earth trying to counsel and warn you that the end is near at hand? My child, I gave you at our last meeting the second secret. Now the third I will give unto you. You will listen well, but must speak of it. You will obtain 6 photographs. Read them well, but you must not speak one word of what you see. Oh, my child, there is so much that I want to tell you to pass on to our children of the world, but there will be a great message given to you all from my son Jesus and the Eternal Father in the Spirit of Life, the Holy Ghost, my child.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 208 hours for a grand total of 33,254 holy hours pledged in the next year. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448 or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, miraculous pictures, the directives, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I think you'd like to know, when Our Lady speaks through me, her lips are moving. But when Jesus speaks, it seems to come from within him with no need to move his lips. It just comes from within and comes inside of you. I can't explain it any other way. Now Jesus is stopping again just over the statue of about 15 feet above with Our Lady at his right side, and he's extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's touching his lips. My child and my children, many have accepted the message from heaven at this time, but there are many more of my sheep who have not received the knowledge of our coming here to the sacred grounds. You will all be sure to keep the message going out as fast as is humanly possible and within your means from prayer and dedication. My child and my children, your country is now in a terrible state. As I gave you the photograph with the plucked eagle, you can well imagine that the eagle representing the United States looks like it has drawn its last breath. Oh, my child and my children, how often I have had to use symbolism to approach you. But I give you the reason now. Much was to be remain in secret until told to come forth at the present time. No, my child, those pictures I gave you, they are to be deciphered and not made known until my mother or I tell you to. You understand that, my child? Yes. If you do release what is in those photographs, my child, you will bring much unnecessary torment to yourself. My mother has directed you well through this stage of man's progressing toward sanctity. However, you must remember this. Words were given and actions have taken place. Our Lady told you several years ago that there would be great floods, and there were great floods, that there would be a great heat, and that will come soon, and after that there will be a great plague. You've had a plague now, my children. Two diseases unknown in cure for mankind. Did not my mother pass along to you that knowledge that there would be diseases that your scientists will not be able to explain nor stop? They will find no cure for it. Now, my children, I tell you this. I do not wish to come to you as a visitor with dire warnings. But it is the object of my coming is to warn you that you may do something and correct the evil that has been perpetrated by the few. There will be one more most devastating plague upon you. That will come within the next 6 months, my children. You ask, my child, why is this allowed? My child, you have forgotten the real reason for all this. Man will benefit from it in the end. For I once said to you many years ago that penance is difficult, but after penance there is a great joy. There are many things that cannot be understood because of a man's human nature, but that you must trust in God the Father and listen to the words my mother brings to you and the dire warnings of what is to come upon mankind. Do not accept it lightly or with derision. For the answer will be given to you, and you will still not know that this has come to you from the Eternal Father as a measure of penance. All mankind will be tested before the great day of my return. There will be floods taking many lives. There will be famine and many will die. And there will be the great heat and many will die. My child, I know you are affrighted at my words, but our purpose is to save you. Many are not listening, and others have not received the message from heaven. Therefore, we will be living, my children and my child, by a time clock. And there is only one grain remaining to go through the hourglass. My child and my children, I beg of you, through the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I am in God. I was in God, and I always will be in God. Even those children who cast aside my warnings and laugh in derision, they will learn too late to save their souls. All who have come to the sacred grounds have come with reason. The Eternal Father has a plan, and everyone who comes to the sacred grounds has been called there by the Father. I also must tell you, my child, to tell the world of the coming second part of the plague. The first you must remain secret with for a while, my child. I will tell you, there will be a slight plague of rats.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18th, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, this morning I have a videotape, and it reads as follows. My name is Jeffrey. I am from Fall River, Massachusetts. I'd like to share with you this evening at the Bayside Grounds a little testimonial. My mother and father brought me to Bayside here when I was about 6 years old, and for many years, we were very faithful to the Blessed Mother and Jesus. We had problems at home. My mother and father had broken up, and we moved away. What happened was when I was about 13 years old, I started hanging around with different friends. And what happened there was I started listening to rock and roll, heavy metal rock. The very first year, it wasn't that bad. I was still pretty much a good child. I removed my sacramentals that our Blessed Mother had given us. I removed the scapula. And what happened there was after I removed the sacramentals, my listening to heavy metal music, it put me into a trance. I listened to the music for a good 6 years. As the years went along, I became very obsessed with the music. I could not go without the music. Any little chance I had, I was listening to the music. I was actually brainwashed by this heavy metal music. All that my parents had taught and the Blessed Mother and Jesus here at Bayside taught, I ignored. I was completely brainwashed of the heavy metal music. As the years went on, it got really bad, up to the year where I got so bad, I wanted me and my friends to go out and find a satanic cult. I wanted to join a satanic cult. I was obsessed with Satan. All over my school books, I wrote satanic symbols. I used to praise the name of Satan. I used to have long hair. I wore the heavy metal pins. Also, at times, when I was in church on Sunday with my mother, I could not stand being in church. I used to get the shakes because of this heavy metal music. It put me through a lot. I was completely in my own world. I did as I pleased. I didn't care about anything and anybody. This music is bad, and anybody that says it cannot harm you is wrong because I've gone through it, and I would like to share with you tonight what I went through, and through the graces of Our Lady and prayers of my mother and father and so on, they brought me back to Bayside and the sacraments. I'd like to thank Our Lady this evening for this. Our Lady brought me back last February. It took me a lot of courage to come here this evening to finally give a testimonial. How I came back, I believe, is one night I was walking with my dog and I met up with a friend that I knew. He had told me, "Jeff, I am going to receive my confirmation in about a month from now." And I said, "Oh, yeah?" And before you knew it, we were at the street corner speaking about religion. We came on to, I said, "Come to my house. I want to show you something." So I went to my house and I snuck in my mother's room and I took out this blue book of Our Lady of the Roses, blue book. I don't know what made me do this, but I did. And I went in her dress drawer. And I didn't want her to know about it. I didn't want anyone to know that I was back in the faith. I opened the book, and the heavy metal, and opened the book, and about the, it was a note about the occult and having the heavy metal music. I started reading it, and from that moment on that I read about heavy metal music, it hit me right inside, and I realized what I was doing. A person that is in a trance with this music will not notice it himself, even if other people tell him that the music is no good. They will not believe it because they are tranced. They are actually hypnotized. Many prayers are needed for these children of the world and many teenagers across the world that are, and might as well say, addicted to this music. It's like an addiction. It's like a drug. It narrows down the faith. It totally destroys the faith. I was showing that kid the book, and from that day on, since last February, I got into more and more about Bayside, and now I am back, and I thank Our Lady, and I owe Our Lady of Jesus very much at this time. That's the end of the videotape, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing,
I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.